Again, thank you very much for coming this evening to listen to the gospel. We're going to read one verse in John chapter 3. John chapter 3 and verse 3. Dale has been telling you about the need to repent, to believe. He's been telling you the need, that you need to be saved. Well, here's the Lord Jesus himself taking up the very same thing, but he uses a different expression. But it is the exact same thing. Here's what it says, John chapter 3, verse number 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Let's just paraphrase it in the language that we would use today. The Lord Jesus says, this is true. And he says it twice. Unless a person is born again, they cannot see, they cannot enter heaven. Unless a person is born again, they cannot enter heaven. Just a few weeks ago, Wendy and I were traveling with some others. I wasn't as concerned, but Wendy was, I suppose, most females, most ladies are concerned about their luggage, and I packed the night before we left. And we put quite a bit of effort in, but you know what? When we got to the airport, they didn't say, do you have enough clothes? Do you have... We got Charlottetown, Montreal, Rome. They did not ask for our luggage. But do you know what they did ask for? And I don't usually do this, but they asked for a passport. They didn't care about our luggage. They didn't care if I had 15 socks, one for every day. The only way I could get into Italy, the only way I could leave Canada, is if I had a passport. I was to Singapore a few years ago. And again, they didn't care whether I had my work boots. They didn't care if I had 15 t-shirts. They asked to see my passport. Because you know what? Without this passport, and sometimes they even say, take off your glasses to make sure it's the same person. Unless I had a passport, I was not going to enter the country. Barbados has the same rule. Philippines has the same rule. I had to take out the same passport because without the passport, I was not getting in to that country. I didn't always have a passport. There was a day I had to sit down and write. It didn't happen until... The only place I ever used to go was the U.S., and you could do that with a driver's license. But they said, you're going to need a passport to get into the U.S. And so Wendy and I and the kids, we had to fill out all the documents, and the day came when I had a passport, and that is what I need, and it's what you need. Some of you are here from another country, and others of you have traveled to other countries, and you know that you need a passport to get into another country. Let's read the verse again. I told Wendy to take, I meant to take this, and I had to text her to bring it. Because I don't usually do object lessons in a gospel meeting, but maybe this will help you to understand the importance of the verse that we have read. Without a passport, you can't get into Canada. You can't get into another country without the passport. Listen to what the Lord Jesus says. Unless a person is born again, they cannot enter heaven. Now, some people have been able to illegally enter Canada. People have been able illegally to enter the U.S. and other countries without a passport. But here is the supreme authority of the universe. You know what he says? Unless a person is born again, they cannot. No way around it. Unless a person is born again, unless you are saved, you cannot enter heaven. Maybe you're saying, well, why are you laboring it? Because without being saved, you can't get to heaven. If you don't remember anything else about tonight, I would like you to think of these words. If I am not saved, if I have never repented of my sin, as Dale has been telling us, if I have never accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior, I cannot enter heaven. And it's not just the countries. I've got another thing in here. We get on the cruise ship, and we had to present our passport. They took our picture, and they said, here is your key. This is your sea pass to get on the ship. And we could not get on the ship. Wendy couldn't take my card and get on the ship because when they scanned it, our picture popped up. It was linked to our passport. And almost every time, I'd take the glasses off. And he's, yeah, you can go. If I'd have had Wendy's card, it would have come up with Wendy's picture and they would have said, hey, you can't get on. That's not yours. The importance of what the Lord Jesus said, unless a person is born again, they cannot enter heaven. Maybe you're thinking, well, who did the Lord Jesus say this to? He must have been a bad person. If you were to read John chapter 3, you would find out that the man that the Lord Jesus was speaking to, the person that the Lord Jesus was speaking to, was a man who was very religious. And I don't think he was expecting that. In fact, I am almost certain he was not expecting to hear the words, unless you are born again, you aren't going to enter heaven. And it must have come as a shock to Nicodemus, a man who was religious, a man who likely stood up weekly and addressed a large congregation of people. There's not as many here tonight as there normally is, but Nicodemus likely was accustomed to reading the Word of God and teaching others. And he came desiring to have a conversation with the Lord Jesus, and it went a way different than what he thought it was going to. Because he starts, and the Lord Jesus says, Nicodemus, unless a person is born again, they can't enter heaven. You know how I think Nicodemus heard it? The Lord Jesus uses words that it includes everybody. But Nicodemus got the message because you know what he took? Nicodemus, unless Nicodemus is born again, Nicodemus cannot enter heaven. And tonight I could take Nicodemus' name out and I could put your name in. And unless you are born again, You cannot, you will not enter heaven. And so Nicodemus, he hears these words and he said, how can a person be born when he is old? How can a person be born again? That was a good question. That was a good place to start. You know, there are people, and they think, well, I've always been saved. The Bible says that we aren't always saved. The Bible teaches us very plainly, the Lord Jesus, this is what he was teaching. He's saying, Nicodemus, have you been born again? Is there a day that you can go back to when you were born spiritually? You know, I've already said, I didn't always have a passport. Suppose I got to Charlottetown Airport or flew into the U.S. and they said, where's your passport? Oh, I've always had a passport. They said, no, you haven't. There is a day when you had to get a passport. And there was. There was a day when, in fact, we had to pull our passport out and just to make sure the dates were okay. Now, when it comes to God's salvation, when a person is saved, the Word of God says it will never run out. This passport, I think, expires in 2026, so we're going to have to keep an eye on it. But when a person is born again, when a person is genuinely saved, it is something that happens once and it never has to happen again. But tonight, if you look back in your life and there has never been a moment when you were saved, when you are never born again, the Lord Jesus says, unless you were born again, unless there was a moment when you started for heaven, you cannot, you will not enter. And so Nicodemus, he carries on this conversation. He says, I don't understand. I'm an older man. Don't even know if his mother was alive, but he says, I don't understand. Can I go back into my mother's womb and be born? The Lord Jesus explains to Nicodemus, he says, Nicodemus, what I am talking about is not a physical birth. It is a spiritual birth. You know, we have a little granddaughter. I was just thinking, she's a pretty good girl most of the time. But you know what? I have witnessed a little bit, and her parents have witnessed even more. Even though most of the time she is behaving, there are traits that come out in her character that when she was born physically, spiritually, there is something wrong. The Bible says that because of sin coming into the world, that you and I are born spiritually dead towards God. When it comes to the things of God, the way we are born, there is no response. That is what sin has done. It has caused a separation between me and God. And the Bible says, unless that is fixed, unless I am born spiritually, there is no response. There is no joining. I cannot enter heaven. If you take and you read down through the chapter and the Lord Jesus starts to unfold, can you imagine how unpleasant, how negative a conversation it would have been if the Lord Jesus would have said, Nicodemus, unless a person is born again, he can't enter heaven. Suppose the Lord Jesus had turned and walked away. And Nicodemus would be there, but I don't understand. The Lord Jesus took the time to explain to Nicodemus not only that he needed to be born again, that this being born again wasn't something physical, but it was something spiritual. The Lord Jesus takes Nicodemus right back into the Old Testament. He said, Nicodemus, he said, it's not physical. We're talking about something that is spiritual. And he said, Nicodemus, you remember the story of the children of Israel in the wilderness? And there when they sinned against God, I don't know if the whole conversation is recorded, but he could have said, Nicodemus, you are like the children of Israel. You have sinned against God. And they sinned against God, and God sent the snakes. And Nicodemus, you remember how that when the people cried to Moses, and Moses talked to God, God said, take a serpent of brass. Take some brass, make a serpent, make a snake of brass, and put it on a pole. Nicodemus, he could have told that story by memory. And he said, Nicodemus, just like that snake was lifted up. And whoever looked at the snake, God provided a salvation. God provided a remedy. Whoever looked at that serpent was made whole. Nicodemus, in the same way, that is why I am here. Just like Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, the Son of Man, I am going to be lifted up at the cross. And he says that whoever believes in him, whoever believes in me, will not perish, but has eternal life. And here is the grand message from John chapter 3, verse 16. That is the backdrop to John chapter 3 and verse 16. The Lord Jesus had told Nicodemus, you need to be born again. And he explains, you can be born again because God so loved the world that God gave his only son, his only begotten son, that whoever puts their trust in him, whoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, will not perish, but have everlasting life. I never mentioned it, but if a person cannot enter heaven, that leaves only one other destination. Dale referred to this chart, and this is just a picture. It's a roadmap. And you and I are born on this road, and we are heading down. What Nicodemus was told, you've heard about the door that is open. And this door here is wide open. The Lord Jesus says, unless a person is born again, unless a person enters this door, he can't enter heaven. And so if a person is not born again, if he can't enter heaven, it only leaves one other destination, and that is hell. But Nicodemus, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And the Lord Jesus carries on. He says, because God didn't send the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to condemn the world, but God sent his son so that the world could be saved. And somewhere in those verses, Nicodemus understood, this is a spiritual. This is how I can be ready for heaven. It is not by studying the Bible and teaching the Jewish people. It is not by doing good works and going to church. I understand. Being born again, to repent from sin, is understanding that I am a sinner, but the Lord Jesus Christ died for me. And somewhere in those verses of John chapter 3, Nicodemus, listen to what the Lord Jesus was telling him. Nicodemus could have been like people in our day. They hear the message. I don't like that message. We were at the villa and Marcus was speaking. I didn't hear him say anything wrong, but apparently some of the rest said, that's not right. Well, this is what the Bible says. And if you think that I said anything that's not according to the Bible, you see me after, because when I am here, this is pretty serious, and I want to make sure I say what this Bible says. And it's the Lord Jesus who says, unless a person is born again, he cannot enter heaven. And it's also the Lord Jesus that says, whoever believes on the Lord Jesus Christ can be saved. You know, this chapter ends. It's not the words of the Lord Jesus, but it's the word of the Apostle John. I was speaking on Zoom yesterday with the Philippine meeting. And I was thinking of the words that John writes towards the end of the book. He says, these things, there's lots of other things I could have wrote, but I have written these things that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that you might believe in him. That's paraphrasing what it is. John also writes these words in the very same chapter that we learn that we need to be born again. And that if a person believes on the Lord Jesus Christ, puts their trust in him, the person is saved. John ends this chapter with these words. He that believeth, or the person who believes on the Son, has everlasting life. But the person who doesn't believe the Son shall not see life. What was the word, verse I wanted you to remember? Except a person be born again, they cannot enter heaven. John ends off, he says, unless, if a person does not believe on the Son, he will not see life. Same thought. Will not see heaven. Will not see eternal life. And John says the alternative, the wrath of God abides on that person. That's why we get worked up. That is why we look at these verses and we try to make sure that you understand. Because tonight, the only way you can see heaven is if you're born again. Except a person be born again, they cannot enter into heaven. Tonight, I hope you stop and think. Am I ready for heaven? There's not a person here, I don't think, would go to the airport to travel to another country and you wouldn't make sure that your passport was in your pocket. People have made some pretty hasty trips back to their home when they realize they forgot their passport. And yet this world is full of people who are heading for eternity, either heaven or hell. And they are going without their passport. Not this, but they are going without being born again. There are people and they are going through this life and they are not saved. They are traveling through this life and maybe you're thinking, I'll get to heaven somehow. This book says, unless you have been saved, unless there is a moment when you can go back to and say, that is the moment when I took the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior. I remember that day when I realized I am just a sinner, but Christ died for me. You know, for me, it's August the 19th. 1988, when I understood that I wasn't ready. I was not born again. I was not going to see heaven. And I understood that night that the Lord Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, when he suffered there, it was for me. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Think of these words. Don't make another step without your soul being saved. Listen to the messages that have been presented tonight, that you need to be saved. You need to be born again. Except unless a person is born again, they cannot see heaven. We'll pray. Our Father, we give thanks for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank thee that the Lord Jesus was clear and plain with Nicodemus. And maybe Nicodemus was offended at first, but it would seem that somewhere in that chapter that Nicodemus understood that the Lord Jesus Christ was the way to heaven. We pray that if there be individuals in our meeting tonight and they have never been saved, that even tonight they would seriously consider that they need to be saved. Not our words, it is the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we would pray that help would be given for someone to consider these things, that even tonight some individual would be saved. So we'd ask for thy blessing. As we leave, we'd pray for safety as we go home, and give thanks again for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.